We begin the current daf, Masechet Sanhedrin, daf Tes Zayin. Begin on the bottom of Tes Vav Mem Beis, 11 lines up from the bottom of the Amud. But the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our Mishnah, which opened up this parak, this Masechet, regarding how many members are necessary for that court case, where we discussed those things that need 3, 23, now up to those things that require the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the court of 71 judges. So another thing, as says the Gemara, the Mishnah said, Ein Don in Bechulu, that we're not allowed to judge an entire tribe, one of the 12 Shvatim, unless we have the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the court of 71 judges. Now the Gemara asks, Hai Sheva Dechata B'mai, this that we're talking about regarding an entire tribe that sinned, and you need to judge them with the Sanhedrin HaGadol, what type of sin is that talking about? If, like, for example, it's talking about an entire tribe that desecrated the Shabbos. And that has the Gemara, I would tell you that when do we find the Torah differentiating between individuals who sinned or an entire Rabban that sinned together, that we only find a precedence for that in Avodas Kechavim, regarding Avodah Zarah, that the Torah differentiates between if individuals do idol worship or many people do idol worship, as we find that halacha was known as Ir HaNidachas, a city that gets rejected in the sense of that they all did Avodah Zarah. There we know that it requires Sanhedrin HaGadol, as the Gemara teaches us actually later on regarding the halacha of Ir HaNidachas. In contrast, when an individual does idol worship, then his court case has to be just with a court of 23 judges. As the Pasuk says in Devarim Yud Zayin, it says, Vaitzeis Ishahu V'gayim, that you take out the man who did idol worship, El Sharecha, to your gates, meaning to the courts that are your city gates, which those are the Sanhedrin Ketana, which are 23 judges. But Ir HaNidachas, we know, requires Sanhedrin HaGadol, the 71 judges. But B'Shar Mitzvah is Mi Palig, but do we differentiate between if many versus a minority, an individual, do a different sin? Why, if the entire city did Chil HaShabbos, would we require Sanhedrin HaGadol? Tzal Rav says the Gemara, you're right, it must be talking about B'Shevet Shehudach, it must be talking about that when the entire tribe gets pushed towards Avodah Zarah, and as we see, there's a precedence by Ir HaNidachas that we differentiate if it's individual or many people. So to hear when the entire tribe does Avodah Zarah, then they have to be judged by the Sanhedrin HaGadol, by 71 judges, and not just like when a regular person does Avodah Zarah, who gets 23 judges. Now, however, on this the Gemara asks, remember, is that to say when you have an entire tribe that gets pushed Avodah Zarah, the Bedina de Rabban Daininle, that we judge them based on the judgment of many, meaning like the laws of Ir HaNidachas, which they're called Merubin when you have many people, entire city, where there the halacha is that they get judged not like a regular person who gets skila for having done Avodah Zarah, but rather they get killed by the sword, and it requires Sanhedrin HaGadol, and that you want to say that the same halacha that applies to a city that does Avodah Zarah, same thing as when the entire tribe does Avodah Zarah. And that has to be more of a command, but then who would that be going like? Like Rabbi Yeshua, but like Rabbi Yonasan, wouldn't we go like either one of the two opinions we have on record regarding when what's the halacha for getting Sanhedrin HaGadol and the death penalty of Saif? Because the Tanya Lindner Bryce, it says, Ad kamo eisen Ir HaNidachas. What are the measurements for the amount of people that would qualify for the halacha of Ir HaNidachas? So the first opinion says, Miyudva bat kof. From 10 to 100 people, meaning less than 10 people is not called a city. More than 100 people is not called a city anymore. To the contrary, it's called a tzibur, it's called a multitude. And by a multitude, it doesn't say that their death penalty is going to be by the sword. And to the contrary, there it's going to go revert back to many individuals who their punishment is going to be with skila by being stoned. That's the Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yonasan Amar, he says, no, mikuf v'ad rubish al shevet. The halacha of Ir HaNidachas only starts from 100 up until the majority of a tribe. That would be called a city. Now that says the Gemara of Afilu Rabbi Yonasan Leikam, and that even Rabbi Yonasan, who is the larger measurement, he only said El Rubai, only the majority of the tribe. Avakulei Loi, but the entire tribe, even he would agree, and for sure regarding Rabbi Yeshua, that wouldn't qualify the halacha of Ir HaNidachas. That wouldn't get the Sanhedrin HaGadol and the death penalty of Saif. Rather, it'd be like many individuals to do it together. So what is this case of our Mishnah that we're saying that when the entire tribe does that with this Aveir, which we found only a precedence regarding Avodah Zarah, that it would be with the Sanhedrin HaGadol, but seemingly they should not have the same halacha as Ir HaNidachas because they're actually too many people. It doesn't qualify as an ear. So Amr Masna, he says, no, you're right. Hacha over here in the halacha of our Mishnah, we're not talking about, as in literal translation sounds like, that we don't judge a tribe And we said, what type of sin is the tribe doing that we're judging them, in, especially as a multitude? We said, only about the Zar, but that doesn't make sense. That's too many people. We're not talking about that, says the Gemara. Says Rav Masna, as we continue to have a Tezayin Med Aleph, we're actually talking about Benasi Shevet Shechat Askin. We're talking about when the prince of the tribe, which every tribe has a Nasi, has a leader, when the prince of the tribe sinned, and whatever the death penalty that he's getting, that's what we're saying, that his court case requires 71 judges. Because Miloy Amar Rav Ada Bar Abba, didn't Rav Ada Bar Abba say, as we're going to quote later on, the pasuk in Shema says that Kol Adavar HaGadol Yaviu Lecha, that it was said to Moshe Rabbeinu that every big thing will be brought to you, which, as we'll explain later on, Moshe was the equivalent of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, which is the court of 71 judges. Which, what does it mean Kol Adavar HaGadol? It means Devarav Shel Gadol, the words that pertain to a great person, meaning, as he's going to be talking about regarding a Kohen Gadol. So that requires a bezin of 71. So it says Rav Masna, Hainami Gadlahu, so do the Nasi of the Shevet is also from the Gedolim, from the leaders of the Jewish people. That requires Sanhedrin HaGadol. But you're right, it's not talking about a tribe, it's talking about the Nasi of the Shevet. Second interpretation, Ula Amir Belazar, he says a different interpretation. He says, Beborin Aliske Nachlis. When we're talking about the judgment of a tribe, it doesn't mean a tribe that sinned. We're talking about, because when it comes to the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael, it was split up according to the tribes. We're talking about when there's a dispute regarding the laws of inheritance, where uktchilasa shel Eretz Yisrael, where it's just like when it was the beginning of the division of Eretz Yisrael, that's how the law will be forever. If there's ever a disagreement regarding inheritance in the tribe, that it should have the same halacha as it was originally apportioned by the tribes, which tells us, just like when it was apportioned, was done by the Sanhedrin HaGadol, by the leaders of the Jewish people, 71 judges, Afkan Shev Me'echad, here also, when there's any time that there's a dispute regarding the tribe, its inheritance has to be by the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Now, that has the Gemara, if imat chilasa, but if you're comparing it to how it was originally apportioned, and that's every time you have a dispute regarding the nachla of a shevet, you have to do it with a bezin of ayin aleph of 71. But then, just like in the beginning was a kalfi that they use a special box for the lottery, and ur metumim that they use the kohen gadol's breastplate to find out where the divine presence would answer from the chayshin, as the Gemara says in Baba Basra Kaf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, and Mechal Yisrael required all the Jewish people present. Safkan. Then here also, anytime you have a dispute regarding the nachla of a shevet, you should have kalfi, a box, ur metumim, the ur metumim, Mechal Yisrael, and all the Jewish people, and not just a court of 71 judges. So on that, this is Gemara, you're right, El Machvar Tekad Rav Masna, rather it's clear, we must say the interpretation is the Rav Masna, that it's not talking about the tribe itself, but rather the Nasi of the tribe, because it can't be talking about the division of Eretz Yisrael, meaning regarding any dispute regarding Nachla, because then it wouldn't just be that you need, as our Mishnah says, a Bezin HaGadol, it would require also the box, and the ur metumim, and the entire Jewish people, which doesn't say that. A third interpretation, Ravina Amahi says, La'ila Meshevet Shehudach. No, we're talking about as the original Gemara had assumed. That's talking about when actually an entire tribe does a sin of Avodah Zarah. Not with the Kakashlach, but then you had a question, Bedina Deram Daininle, well, we're gonna judge a whole tribe the way we would judge an Irani Dachas. But we said the problem is it's not like Irani Dachas. Both Rabbi Yeshi and Rabbi Yunzin, they both agree that only goes up to a certain amount. More than that, it's not a city anymore, it's like a tzibur. And an entire tribe is like a tzibur, so why would they get the punishment like a Irani Dachas, which requires a Sanhedrin HaGadol? In contrast, when many individuals do a sin, it's just a Sanhedrin Ketana, court of 23. Says the Gemara, in yes, because Avagav Tekatlin B'yachad, although you're right, when there's a tzibur, when you have an entire tribe, right there, punishment will be meted out through skila by being stoned, not like with saif by the sword as the Irani Dachas. However, in spite of that, Beidina Derabim Daidinle, still it is educated in a court of 71 judges and not in the court as an individual of 23. Why is that? If you're not saying it's like Irani Dachas, so where do we get this that the tzibur, that regarding an entire tribe, that although they're getting the death penalty like an individual, but they're tried in a court of 71 judges, like we have by Irani Dachas. It says the Gemara, because Milo Amr Reb Chama Reb Yisi Amr Reb Ishia, as it tells us this later on, that there's a pasuk in the Varm that says, that you take out that sinner, that man or that woman, and you take him out to the city courts, which is by the gates, which is the Sanhedrin Ketan of every single city, which is 23 judges. Says Reb Chama Reb Yisi and Reb Yishi that ish v'isha temitzla sharecha. This tells us that individuals, a man or a woman, then you take out to the court by your gates, which is a Sanhedrin katana. But v'yata mitzi kolayir kula l'sharecha, but you don't take out the entire city to your gates. Rather, they get judged by the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Hachanami say also regarding what we're discussing. Ish v'isha temitzla sharecha is so too, a man and a woman you take out to the gates when they do avodah zarah. But you have to call a shaved kule l'sharecha. But you're not going to take an entire tribe to your sha'arim, to just the bezin of the Sanhedrin HaKatana. Rather, that would require Sanhedrin HaGadol, that of 71 judges. But you're right, regarding their death penalty, that's not going to be like Erni Dachas, because it's not a city. It's beyond that. It's like a tzibur. They'll get that of Skila, but the court has to be comprised of 71 judges of Sanhedrin HaGadol. And the Mishnah continued and says that so too loyas navi asheka, we can't judge to kill a false prophet unless we have 71 judges. Says the Gemara, where do we know this halacha from? So Amar Bris B'Chanin, he says asya hazada hazada mizokin mamir. Lord had exer shava from the word of deliberate sinning that it says by the navi sheker, from that which it says by the zokin mamri. By the navi sheker, by the false prophet, the pasuk says in Devar Miyotchaz, says acha navi asher yazid. However, if you'll have a prophet which will deliberately sin, so too says by Zakin Mamri, which is the elder who asks the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and he asks them the question of the halacha, they say one thing, and he still rebels against them and paskins his own way. So it says over there in Devarim Perek Yud Zayin, it says, Ve'isha she'yasa b'zadin, the man who's going to do deliberately. So we learn out, Malahal, and just to go over there by the Zakin Mamri, the elder who rebels against the high court, he doesn't get killed unless if he rebelled against the high court, which is B'Shivim Ve'echad, is a court of 71 judges, as the Pasuk there says, V'kamta B'Lisa, if you'll go up, which that refers to the high court who is in the Lishkas HaGazis, in the Chamber of Moonstone, in the Beis HaMikdash, and then you'll rebel and you won't follow the words. So Avkan, so to over here, the Gezer Shavak tells us, because both of them say the same word of Mazid, by the false prophet, he's only going to get judged in the Bezn HaGadol, which is B'Shivim Ve'echad, which is 71 judges. Now, however, the Gemara asks a question on this Gezer Shavak. But v'ho'azadah, when they use the terminology of deliberate sinning by the Zakin Mamri, ki kesiva, when it says that, is b'ketolahu d'chsiva. It actually uses the word over there regarding the death penalty of the Zakin Mamri. Now the problem is, b'ketolah and the death penalty of the Zakin Mamri is actually b'esim b'tlasahu. His court case gets adjudicated in a court of 23 judges. Because although it says v'kam t'valisa that the Zakin Mamri is in regards to the high court, that's regarding the actual dispute of the psak, of the law that they're disputing, where he comes to ask what should the halacha be, and they tell him one psak, one verdict, and he goes back to his city, and he does it the way he wanted to do it originally, where before he asked him, and they told him otherwise. So then actually, when he gets punished for the death penalty, he gets punished like a regular person who gets a death penalty, which is just with 23 judges. Because as we found in our Mishnah, which opened up this parak, we didn't say v'loya zokin mamri when we're saying all the things that cannot be punished less than 71 judges, like the Navi Sheker, it doesn't say those are the zokin mamri, because actually his death penalty is with 23 judges. So how could you learn that from Azadah Hazadah from zokin mamri? That just like zokin mamri is with the Sanhedrin HaGadol so to hear, but the term that you're learning out from Hazadah actually says it regarding his death penalty, which is with 23 judges. His dispute was with the Sanhedrin HaGadol, but if the word Hazad is by 23, how could you learn then to the Navi Sheker that for the Sanhedrin HaGadol from the Zakin Mami? So Elam Rosh Lakish, rather Rosh Lakish says, you're right, it's the Gzir Shavis actually was with different words, both from Navi Sheker from Zakin Mami, but Gamer Dover Mehamra Asai. We learn that the word Dover, it says that by the false prophet when he's getting killed in Devarim Yudches, it says Asher Yozid Ladabri Dover Vegamer, where he was deliberate sinner to say something which Hashem had not commanded him. Now, regarding the rebelliousness of the elder, which is in regards to the Bezna Gadol, there it says Vasisa Piha Dover, you should do based on what they say, and though he rebels against them, that word Dover is regarding his rebelliousness to the Bezna Gadol. That we were learned out to the word Dover by Navi Sheker, that which says by his death penalty has to be adjudicated by a court of 71 judges. Now, however, based on this, the Gemara says, okay, then Ulahadu Zakin Mamri Veligmer, then we should now learn the other way now. We should learn out the halachas of Zakin Mamri and learn out that the execution of this elder who rebels against the high court, that should require this Sanhedrin HaGadol. And why? Because Hazadah Hazadah Minavi Hasheker. From those other words, we should learn now from the term of deliberate sin from the false prophet. Because the execution of both of them says the term Hazadah. So we should say, just like the false prophet gets executed with a court of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, because we learned it out from the rebelliousness of the Zakan Mamre, so to the death now of the Zakan Mamre should also require the Sanhedrin HaGadol, because it says the term Hazadah over here, and it says Hazadah by Navi Sheker. So we should actually learn the other way around now. Now the problem with that is, but our Mishnah did not say V'lay as a Zakan Mamre el bebezn shalai naf. Our Mishnah did not say that the Zakan Mamre requires 71 judges. But why? We should learn it out from the Navi Sheker. We first thought that's where we learned that Navi Sheker from Zakan Mamre. We said no. But now that we know Navi Sheker from the Zakan Mamre regarding his Hamra, now we should learn the death penalty of the Zakan Mamre from the Navi Sheker. So that the Gemara says no, because actually that Gezeirah Shava of Davar Gamer, that there was a tradition for this Tana from his teacher that there is a comparison from those words Davar from Zakan Mamre to Navi Sheker. But Hazadah Lo Gamer. However, there was no tradition regarding the words of deliberate sin to learn out the halachas of Zakan Mamre from the Navi Sheker. And the reason is because a Kal V'Chomer, a person could learn and extrapolate on his own. They could say, wait a second, this severe law has this leniency. So this lenient law for sure has it, or the other way around, when you have a Gezeirah Shava. But when you have a Kal V'Chomer. But a person cannot learn a Gezeirah Shava on his own, unless there's a tradition that he received from his Rebbe going all the way back, Halacha L'Meishim Misinai, because you could say, and we don't know, unless there's a Messiah tradition on that, that the Pasuk is coming for a different purpose, and that's a well-known Halacha that you can't make up your own Gezeirah Shava. And therefore it says the Gemara that there was no tradition. We were trying to remember what it was as the Gemara was explaining, and we thought it was Hazadah. We said, no, it can't be, it must be Davar, but there was no tradition on Hazadah, therefore you can't learn out Zakan Mamre, his death penalty from Navi Sheker, and that's why the Zakan Mamre is 23, and the Navi Sheker is with the court of 71. Then the Mishnah continues and says, V'layas kai nagadol, and so too, when you judge the high priest, his court case is only with a court of 71 judges. So the Gemara asks, Manan Amili, where do we know this from? So Amar Vadim Bar Avi says, because the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in Shemais, Kaladavar hagadol yivi'u elecha, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that every big thing will come to you. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was in the place, as we'll see later on, of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. He was the equivalent of the court of 71 judges. Now, what does it mean, every big thing? It means Dvarav Shel Gadol, the words that pertain to a great person, meaning of any leader in the Jewish people. For example, a Nasi, like we mentioned before, or a Kohen Gadol, they're great people, their court cases have to be brought in front of Moshe, or his equivalent, which is the high court, that of the 71 judges. Now, however, the Gemara says Meisivei, but the Gemara asks on Rav Abba's interpretation for the following Braisa. The Braisa clearly contradicts him. It says, Davar Gadol, when it says that every big thing is brought to Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Braisa means Davar Kashta, the hard things, the easy questions. You can be brought to all the smaller judges. But the big, difficult questions, that you got to bring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, says the Braisa, is that really so? At Ta'imir Davar Kashta, do you say that Davar Gadol means a hard thing? Maybe it means the words, the court case of a great person. Says the Braisa, no, Kishu Oimer Esad Davar Hakashi Yivin Al Moshe, when the other pasuk says that every hard thing is brought to Moshe Rabbeinu, Harei Davar Kasha Amar. So this tells us that what does it mean? What's the big things that are brought? It means the hard things. So you see clearly from the Braisa that this pasuk is not a source to say that someone like a Kohen Gadol, his court case is brought by the Sanhedrin HaGadol, because Davar Gadol doesn't mean Davar Shel Gadol, it means a Davar Kasha. So not the Gemara answers, you're right, but who Damar Ki Aitana? Rav Abba learns like the following Tana. The Tana like learned the Braisa. This Tana says clearly like Rav Abba. Davar Gadol, every big thing was brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. Davar Shel Gadol, says the Braisa, means the words of a big person. Says the Braisa, Hata Oimer Davar Shel Gadol, do you say it really means to say the words of a big person? Maybe it only means to say the hard cases are brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. That says the Braisa, Kesho Oimer Hadavar Hakasha, when a different Pasuk already said the hard things are brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Harei Davar Kasha Amar. So it was already said in different pasuk regarding the hard things. Haman Mekayim Davar Gadol. And what's this pasuk teaching when it says all the big things? It means Dvarav Shel Gadol, the words of a big person. Now the Gemara asks, so Vahai Tana, so this Tana that expounded previously that Davar Gadol, not like Rav Abba Bahava, he expounded it means Davar Kasha, the hard things. So Trei Kroi Lomeli, why does he need two Pesukim? Like the logic of this Braisa says, well, already says hard, so this must mean Dvarav Shel Gadol. The other Braisa said, no, it means hard. Why do we need two Pesukim to say the hard cases go to Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Gemara, Chad L'Tzavah Ba'alma V'Chad L'Asiyah. One Pasuk is talking about the command, and one is talking about that is as how it was done. And that's why it says two different Pesukim. But you're right, it's talking about the same idea of Davar Kasha. However, says the Gemara, "Bevidach," the other Tana held that no. Im Kain, if that would be the case that they're both referring to the same idea of Davar Kasha, then lichtim, let the pasuk say by both of them the same term. Oy gadol gadol, oy kasha kasha. Because either way, they're both referring to the hard cases. My gadol, my kasha. Why does one pasuk say the hard things, and the other one says the big things? Shema and Atarti, obviously, is coming to tell us two different ideas. One is saying the hard cases, you go to Meir Rabbeinu. The other one saying the cases of the big people, they're the ones that come in front of Meir Rabbeinu, like we said, regarding a nasi and a kohen gadol. Bayi Rabbi Laza. Now, regarding this halacha of the kohen gadol requiring, he's different than most people, he needs a court of 71 judges. He asked, what's with shorish kohen gadol? What's if the ox of the kohen gadol kills a person? Bekama, how many judges are required? And the question is a fundamental principle in regards to the halacha we taught in the previous daf of the Shor HaNiskal. Do we say lemitzis bailam di de midaminanli? Do we say that when we compared the kemisas abam kachmisa asher, we said that when you kill the ox, with the pasuk said v'gambol of yumas to teach that just like how its owner is killed, so too is its ox. We do that on an individual case. And here, just like the owner of the ox requires 71 judges because he's a kohen gadol, so the ox here would require 71 judges. Or says the Gemara, no, we didn't mean that in the individual case by case. The pasuk was a generic drasha, saying just like people get killed with how many judges, that's how many the ox is going to be, which is generally 23 judges. So to even the ox of the kohen gadol would only require 23 judges. So that was Rabbi Elazar's question. Now, the Gemara doesn't answer that question, but Om Abaye, he makes a reflection from his question. He says, for the fact that Rabbi Elazar had only asked this question regarding the ox of a kohen gadol, so machlal, the inference is, what you could hear from his question, is that his doubt was only regarding the ox of a kohen gadol, because there's a special unique halacha, as the pasuk says in Maestro of Aleph, and as we learned in the previous stuff, it says, v'gamba olav yumas, also the owner dies, which we know he does not die when this ox scores and kills a person, which the Gemara told us, it means kemisas bailam kachmisa ashar. But that's because it has that unique halacha to say that the ox will have the same halacha as its master. But regarding other dimamayin, the other monetary laws of a kohen gadol, that pshitale, that was obvious to Rabbi Elazar that would be just like a regular person regarding a court of three judges, like all other people with monetary law. And that would not require that all the court cases of a kohen gadol require 71 judges. And the Gemara says, pshit, that's obvious. That's just a regular monetary court case. That says the Gemara, no, because in my entertainment, what would you think to say, Ha'il v'chasav kal hadav ha'gala? Since the pasuk says every big thing, which we said, it doesn't mean every big thing. It's kol devarv shal gadol. Every court case regarding what happens with this great person, like the kohen gadol, even his monetary cases should require this aned ha'gadol. Kamash malan, that's what Abaye is teaching us, is inferred from Rabbi Elazar, that no, it's meaning regarding his capital punishment. That, in contrast to a regular person that's 23, he requires 71. But regarding a regular court case he has with another person, which regarding financial law, that only requires three people as everyone else. It was only regarding the Shor HaNiskal, where there we're not sure how do you say when you compare it to the owner, is it a case by case or a general? So that would be the difference between 71 or 23, respectively. Then the Mishnah continued and said, and also, Eimaitzin Mechulu, another thing that you can't do less than 71 judges, is to go out to fight what's called a Mechemes Rishos, which is any war they had in Eretz Yisrael, besides the original war of Yeshua conquering Eretz Yisrael, requires 71 judges. So the Gemara asked Menon Emili, from where do we know this from? So Amr Bevo, he says, because the Amakra, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, V'lefnei Elazar HaKoyin Yamid, that in front of Elazar the Koyin will stand, where the Pasuk there continues in this Bamidbar Chav Zayin Chav Aleph, and they will ask him for the judgment of the Urim, which was the name of Hashem inside the Chaysh and the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. Al piv yitzu va piv yivayu, based on its word, they'll go out, and based on its word, they'll come back in. And the pasuk there concludes, who, which is one, v'chol b'nei Yisrael itay, v'chol le'eda. So who is that? What does that refer to? So says the Gemara, says Rabbi Bo, who, and it says him, zem melech, that's a reference to the king. When it says all the Jewish people are with him, it doesn't mean all the Jewish people are with him. Zeh Meshuach Muhammad, that refers to the anointed one that fights the war, where he's the leader of all the Jewish people. An entire assembly, doesn't mean an entire assembly. Zeh Sanhedrin, that refers to the Sanhedrin, which we know they're called the Einei Ha'eda. So therefore, says Ribavo, what you see from this pasuk is that when they're going out to war, you need to go ahead and consult with the Sanhedrin, as we find that that's what they would do before they would go out to the war. they would go in front of Elazar, the Kohen Gadol. They would ask the Urim V'Tumim, and who would be there? There would be the king, and there would be the Mishloach Mahama, and there would be the Sanhedrin, because you have to consult the Sanhedrin. And that asked the Gemara, but Bedilma, maybe this that the Pasuk mentions, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, is because of the consultation of the Urim V'Tumim, where it's coming to teach us, l'sanhedrihu dekamalu hurachmon. It's only regarding the Sanhedrin that the Torah tells us, and so too, if it's the king who's asking the question, or the anointed of the war is asking the question, d'l'shaylu b'urim b'tumim, that they are the ones who could go ahead and ask a question to the Urim B'tumim. In contrast to a commoner, he cannot go and be the one to ask the question to the Urim B'tumim and say, should we go ahead and fight this war? But maybe, in truth, as the Gemara, that regarding going out to the war itself, they could go out without asking and consulting and having it adjudicated by the court of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. This that it says the Sanhedrin HaGadol were going out to fight the war, that's just saying they're one of the people that could ask the Urim V'Tumim, because you can't just be a commoner. But who said you need to ask the Sanhedrin HaGadol permission to go out and fight the Melchemes Rishus? So El Rav, the Gemara brings a different source. Ki Hadam Rav Acha Bar Bizna Amar Rav Shimon Chasida. From the following narrative. There was a harp that was hanging above the bed of David HaMelech, where the holes of it, which is to have where you would play the music where the strings are coming out from, would be facing towards the north. Now, once it would reach midnight, so a northern wind would come and blow at, towards that angle of where the holes of the strings are, where then the reason why it would be a northern wind that would be blowing at midnight is because, as the Gemara tells in Baba Basra, Chafayim, and Aleph, there are four winds that blow every single day. The eastern wind blows in the morning. The southern wind blows at noontime. The western wind blows in the beginning of the night. And the northern wind blows at midnight. And that's really because that's how the sun goes. Where the sun starts off in the east, goes towards the south, and from the south goes towards the west, and from the west it goes towards the north. Now, moreover, as we learned in the Brisim Sechz Yevamis Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, that for the 40 years that the Jewish people were in the Midbar, even though that they were scorned, so to speak, by Hashem, and the northern wind did not blow during the daytime, and that's one interpretation regarding why the Jewish people did not have circumcision, but there wasn't a day that the northern wind did not blow at midnight. So what you see from there is that midnight is a time of when the northern wind blows, and sometimes it blows even during the daytime. But again, that didn't happen during the times when they were in the Midbar, and that's where the northern wind is a very pleasant wind, that's good for the people, and the day is lit up from the northern wind. So what would happen is that at midnight, the harp of David HaMelech, the northern wind would blow on it, and would start playing by itself. So immediately David HaMelech would get up and would start toiling in Torah, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Yutes, Chatzos Laila Akim, at midnight I would get up, says David HaMelech, until it was the break of dawn. Once it would be the break of dawn, so the wise men of the Jewish people would come to David HaMelech, and Amulei, they would tell him, Adonai HaMelech, our master, the king, your Jewish people need parnasa, they need provisions to live. So Amulei said to them, so go ahead and do business amongst yourself, and then there will be commerce. Amrloi, they said to him, Ein ha-koymitz, the fistful, meaning to say a small amount of business, is not masbi as-hari, cannot satisfy the lion. We don't have so much to go around to just do it amongst ourselves. And so too, the Ein ha-bar, so too, you can't have a pit when you uprooted a piece of a clod of earth from the bottom of a deep pit, and then you go and you put it back in, that's not going to be mismale mechul yasa, the pit's not going to be filled up from that clod. In other words, although you're putting earth in, but you took it already out of this very deep pit and putting it back in, it's not going to fill it up. What essentially they were telling him was, we don't have enough in ourselves, our own society, to go ahead and support the poor amongst ourselves. You're going to take from here, that's going to empty out what from the other people, it's not going to be enough to go around. So he said to them, Lechu pishtu yudechem begadot. So go out and stretch your hand against those troops, the enemies that we have who are in Eretz Yisrael, go ahead and fight them. Which is this concept of Mechemes Rishus. So Miyad immediately Yoitz and Achitayvel, they would consult with Achitayvel. V'nimalachin Mesanhedin, they would then get permission from the high court, which that's the halacha, the Mishnah that we're proving from here. And V'shoyelin B'Urim V'Tumim, and then they would consult, then they would go ask by the Urim V'Tumim to see if they're going to be successful. And Amr Rav Yosef says, Maikra, what's the pasuk? Because we're looking for the source for this halacha that you have to consult this Sanhedrin Agadol before you go out and fight a Mechamas Hashos. So it's good to Amid Beis, because the pasuk says in Divrei Yamim Aleph, it says, V'achri Achi Teufel, after Achi Teufel, was B'niyo Ben Yoyada, and Ve'ev Yasser, and V'sar Tzavala Melech, and the commander of the army of the king was Yoyev. Whereas the Gemara explains these individuals. Achi Teufel Zeh Yoyev. So when we talk about Achi Teufel, he was the first one. He's the one that's the counselor. He's the one that they would go for to consult with him to get the ideas about if it makes sense. B'chein Oyim Esotu says, a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, says, V'atzas Achi Teufel Asher Yoretz V'Gemma, that the counsel that Achi Teufel had counseled. In other words, he was the smart one they would go to ask if it even makes sense. Then the pasuk said, U'b'niyo V'nya Yada, that refers to Zeus Sanhedrin, because he was the leader of the high court. So when we mention his name, it refers to the Sanhedrin, which that was the idea that we said that you have to consult the Sanhedrin when you're going out to fight a Mechamas Rishos. The next term, Ev Yasser, he was, that's Elu V'Urim V'Tumim, that's a reference to the Urim V'Tumim, because he was the Kohen Gadol. B'chein Oyim Esotu says, the pasuk in Devar Yom Aleph, it says, U'b'niyahu ben Yayada, that, as we said, that he was the, referring to the Sanhedrin, he was the Muflash Bebezdin, he was Al, he was above them, meaning, and before, what was he before? Hakresi V'Alaplesi. Well, now, from the fact that in that other pasuk, in that first pasuk, we had a B'yasser after B'niyahu, so obviously, when it's saying that the crazy and placey came after B'niyahu, that must refer to a B'yasser, that he was the crazy and placey, meaning that he was the Kohen Gadol. So you see that first would come the Sanhedrin, and then would come the Urim V'Tumim. Now, because then they would ask to see, okay, they already have permission, it makes sense, they already asked the council, they already have permission, now they want to know, are they going to be successful? So they're asking Hashem through the crazy and placey. Now says the Gemara, "B'lo menikra shman kresi plesi." Why is the Urim V'Tumim called kresi plesi, which that had the name of Hashem inside the breastplate, which had the stones that would light up with the answer of the words? Is because kresi means shakarsin devrayim, because they would cut their words faithfully. It would come out exactly very clear and cut what they wanted to say, meaning from Hashem with the stones on the Chayshin. Uflesi shemuflon masin, and the word flesi refers to that its acts was wondrous to see the answers light up on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. Then the pasuk concludes, v'achakach, and then after that was sar hatzava lamelech, was Yoyev. Then the general of the army, of the army of the king, which was Yoyev, then they would go out and fight. So again, that's the source for that whole order, and one of those which we want for the halacha of HaMishnah was the Sanhedrin, the court of 71 judges, when necessary to fight a Mechamas HaRishos. Now, just going back to the beginning of the narrative, Amar Yitzchak B'Rida V'Ada, and some say it's Amar Yitzchak B'Avadumi, Maikra, what's the pasuk that we had mentioned in the beginning of this narrative, that there was a harp that was hanging on top of the bed of David HaMelech, which would wake him up from his sleep at midnight? Is because the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ura Kvaydi Ura, awake my honor, awake, which is David HaMelech talking to himself, Hanevel V'Kiner, the lyre and the harp, which are similar types of instruments, Ira Shachar, that I will wake up the morning, meaning David HaMelech was saying, I'm not like other kings, that the morning wakes them up, because they're late risers. He says, I'm up already before I wake up the morning. That's the source for this pasuk. We see that it's the Kiner that's Ma'irim, the harp would wake him up, because it would be start playing music from the northern wind at midnight. So too the Mishnah continued, it says, Ve'im Sifan Alair, you cannot add on to the dimensions of the city unless you have the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So the Gemara, where do we know this from? Amrav Simin Ba'achia, Amakra. The pasuk says in Shemais, Kekal Asher Ani Maro Eischa, Hashem says, and just like everything I'm going to show you, is Tavnis HaMishkan, the building of the Mishkan, etc. But the pasuk concludes, Ve'chein Tasu, and so too you should do, which is a future tense, which is L'Daris Habayin, which is for the future generations. I mean, in other words, just like the Mishkan was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, and as we said, and as we'll prove shortly, that he was in place of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the court of 71 judges, so too for the generations, that when you're going to add on to the dimensions of that area, which includes the Azaris and the city, also requires the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Now, however, the Gemara asks, based on this principle, Masad Rava, Rava asks from the following braisa. The Brisa says, "Kalakelim sha'asa Moshe, all the utensils that Moshe Rabbeinu made for the Mishkan in the Midbar, mishichasen mikachon, the anointing with the Shemen HaMishkan, with the oil that was made specially for that, when that was put on to the Kalim, that sanctified it, that it's ready, now it has holiness. Now, however, mikam ve'elech, but the utensils that were made after that point in time, avedasen mechanchasen, the service of them indoctrinates them. Meaning from the moment that they start using it for the service, that then sanctifies it. Now that asks Rava, Vamai, but why is that? Namely, you should say, as the source we just brought before, the Bechein Tasu, which is Ladaris Abayin. You said that just like what was done by the Mishkan, which you're proving has to be 71 judges, so to future generations adding on to the city, or of Yerushalayim, which is part of that holy area, or of the Azara, requires 71 judges, then everything should be the same. And just like the Kalim that Moshe Rabbeinu made was only holy by the Shemana Mishka, by the anointing, so to the future. Why are we saying that its service anoints it, that it does, that it makes it holy? It says the Gemara, no, Shani Hasam. Regarding the Kalim, it's different, because the Amakar, the Pasuk says, that he anointed them and he sanctified them. Now the term them is a mute, is exclusionary term, which is Eisem b'Mashiach, only the utensils that Moshe Rabbeinu had made at that point in time were going to be holy through the anointing, but not future generations with the anointing. Now, the Gemara, however, still asks, okay, you have a miut, but ve'ema eisim b'mashiach say that those by Moshe Rabbeinu, they required anointing, but uladairis, but you could include and say future generations, ibe mashiach ibe avayda, that you could sanctify in either one, either with mashiach or avayda. It doesn't have to be exclusively like it was by Moshe Rabbeinu. But how do you know that it's not with mashiach and only through service? That Amar Papa answers that question. He says, I'm a crow, because the Pasuk says in Midbar, Asher Yisharzu Bamba Kodesh, that they will, so it's talking about the future tense, that they will serve with them in holiness. So it sounds like it's going into future generations, where it's talking about that it will be, the Pasuk says, Kol Klei HaSharis Asher Yisharzu, that all the utensils of service that they will do service with, that's by Kodesh, that will sanctify them, what Hakas of Talon B'Sheiris, the Pasuk makes a contingent, its holiness, on the service. So you see clearly that it's only Avodas Mechan Chasam. It could only be its service that will sanctify it, and not the anointing. Now, so then the Gemara asks, Hela Oysam Lamali, then what do I do with the term Oysam? We originally said that it's saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, only those were through the anointing, but not future generations. But now we already have this pasuk that says clearly has to be b'sheiris with the acts of service and not anointing. So what are we excluding from the term anointing? That it's only those by Moshe and not those of future generations. Says the Gemara, ilav oisam, if we don't have that miut of oisam, havamina, I would have thought to say, l'doris b'mashicha u'bavayda, that the future generations would require both anointing and acts of service, because the haksev chen tasu, as was Rav's question, it says that just like you do by the Mishkan, so too you have to do future generations, which includes seemingly the anointing of the kalim. But I would say that okay, it's not enough only with anointing, but it also requires service because it says asher yishosubam. So, but however, without oisam, I would think you need both. Kasarachman oisam, that's what Torah has to write them, which is oisam b'mashiach v'loy l'dayis b'mashiach. Only those by Moshe Rabbeinu, those kelim required anointing, but future generations did not have anointing, and again, it required only the avodas mechan chasen, as the pasuk says, asher shasem b'makaydish, where it was taloi b'sheiris in the acts of service. Then the Mishnah continued to say, and also ve'ein oisin san hadrois v'chulu, we don't make the courts, which refers to the Sanhedrin HaKatana, the lower courts, that of 23 judges by every city, that is only done through the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Says the Gemara Menolam, where do we know this from? Says the Gemara, K'd'ashikachem b'Moshe, like we find by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Uki Sanhedrin, he was the one that appointed these lower courts with the counsel of his father-in-law Yisrael. Now, Moshe, he was a judge and a ruler based on the command of Hashem, and he was the equivalent of the Sanhedrin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. He was b'makim shivim b'chadko. He was in the place of 71 judges. So you see, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, who is in the place of Sanhedrin HaGadol, appointed the Sanhedrin Ketana. So too, whenever you're going to make a Sanhedrin Ketana of 23, you need to have it done through the courts of 71. Now, Tanu Ban learned the Braisa that qualifies in general this halacha. Says, minayin shemamidim shevtim lisov. Where do we know that we appoint judges to the Jewish people? So Tamalaimis, the Pasuk teaches in Devarim, and the whole Pasuk is in says that Shaftim Bishaitrim Tinlacha Bachosharecha, this Pasha Shaftim, that says judges and policemen, you should put for you in all your gates, Asha Hashem Lakecha Nislach Lishfratecha, that Hashem your God will give to you for your tribes. Vishaftu Asa'am Mishpat Tzedek, and they'll judge the people a righteous judgment. So now the Braisa will learn from the many different terms in this Pasuk, many different halachas. So how do you know that you have to have judges? Because it says, one of the terms mentioned, there was Shaftim, was judges, and it says, Titin, that you should give for you. Continues the Braisa, Shaitim li Shomanayin. From where do we know that there have to be officers that hit with sticks and based on the words of the judges, to enforce whoever doesn't listen to what the judges said. Tamalayma, the Pasuk teaches over there, one of them says, Shaftim v'shaytrim, which are officers, titan you should put. Continues the Brisa, Shaftim l'chol shevet v'shevet minayin. How do we know they have to have judges, besides the judges of the whole Jewish people, which is the Shaftim of 71? How do you know that you make judges for every single tribe, which we said that's 23 judges? Tamalayma, that's what the Pasuk teaches. Shaftim, and it says over there in the Pasuk, l'shvatecha, for your tribes. Now, Shaytrim l'chol shevet v'shevet minayin. How do you know they have officers to enforce that for every single tribe? Tamalayma, that's what the Pasuk teaches. It says Shaytrim there in the Pasuk, and it says over there, l'shvatecha, that for your tribes. Continues the Brisa. Shaftim l'chol ir v'ir minayin. How do you know they have judges by every single city? Tamalayma, that's what the Pasuk teaches. Shaftim says judges, and it says over there, the term l'sharecha, for your gates, meaning for the gates of the city. And Shaytrim l'chol ir v'ir minayin. How do you know you have to have officers for every single city? Tamalayma, the Pasuk teaches, because it says Shaytrim officers, and it says there in the term l'sharecha, for your gates, meaning for every city. Continues the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, moreover, he says, Echad memuna al kulan. Now, there's one body that is appointed over all of those judges and officers, which refers to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, that of the 71, which there in the Beis HaMikdash, and then like it says in the Pasuk, Titan l'cha, that you should place for you. Who? Who should place for you? The Sanhedrin HaGadol, they're the ones that are in charge of getting all these other judges and officers in place. He learns that a different halacha from this Pasuk. It says two words near each other, although they're really from different halves of the Pasuk, but he learns that it says l'shvatecha, for your tribes, and then the second half, then the end of the Pasuk says v'shaftu, and then they will judge, but he puts those two together. For your tribes you shall judge, which tells us mitzvah b'shevet l'odin neshifte. There's a mitzvah for every tribe to judge its tribe members. In other words, that not that people from this tribe should go to the court of a different tribe to get a judge, you go to the court of your own tribe. And the Mishnah continued and said, "Ve'inois ne'arani dacha." So that we don't make a rejected city that the entire inhabitants went and did avodah zara, which has unique halacha that instead of skila as a regular avodah zara and nothing happened to their money, here they get the death penalty of the sword and their money has to be wiped out. That can't be less than the court of 71. The Sanhedrin Gadol says the Gemara Menon Mila. Where do we know this from? So Amr B'chir Bar Yosef Amr B'Oishi. He says because the Amr Kra, the Pasuk says in Devarim, "Vayitzeses ish hahu oisa isha hahi." Because you take out that man or that woman to the courts by your city because they did avodah zarah, which teaches us ish v'isha t'mitzel sharecha. When an individual, a man or woman, when they do avodah zarah, them you take out to the courts that are by every single city by your gates. But you don't take an entire city to your gates. Rather, there it's not going to be the courts of your city, which are 23. Rather, it's going to have to be greater. There's an Sanhedrin Gadol, that of 71 judges. Now, the Mishnah then parenthetically said, once we were told about Iran Idachas, that in Oisin Iran Idachas Basfa, we don't make such a city, which we wipe out that whole city, by the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Because the Pasuk in Devarim over there says, Mikurbecha Amrachman, the Torah tells you that if there's going to be people that are going to be pushing people and sites, and the whole city ends up doing avodah zarah, says from amongst your midst, which teaches us v'lo min hasfar. Only if the city is amongst your midst, but not if it's at the edge of Eretz Yisrael, then you don't make the city Iran Nidachas. Moreover, the Mishnah said v'lo shalish Arihan Nidachas. Neither do we make three cities Iran Nidachas. We don't do that. We don't. If three cities do avodah zarah, we don't go ahead and wipe out those three cities. What's the source? Says the Gemara Dechsev, because it says the pasuk in Devarim achas one. One city. More than that, we don't make it into Iran Idachas to wipe it out. Aval Bad does say the Gemara, Eisen Achas Eishtayim. However, we do make one or two cities Iran Idachas. We're not going to make three, but one or two we would. Why? Because the Chseva says in the Pasuk, Arecha, your cities, which is plural. As the Gemara brings Tamar in the Brisa, it says in the Pasuk Achas, which teaches us, Achas V'lei Shalish, one city like Iran Idachas, meaning to wipe it out, and not three. Now, ato ema achas v'shalish, is that what you learned from the pasuk, that it's one and not three? Or yene ela achas v'shtayim? That would seem more understanding. When it says one, means one and not two. That says the Brisa, no, kishu ema arecha, but when it says your cities, harishtayim omer, so it already said a plural, that of two. So haman v'kayim achas, and what are we learning off when it says one? It's coming to say achas v'shalish, one and not three. But two, we already know from arecha. Now, zimna amar rav, at times rav would say that bebezden echad, it's only with one court, meaning as long as this Sanhedrin HaGadol is around, that's when Hudei Ein Ois, and that's when we're not going to make more than two Ari HaNidachas. But HaBishnayim V'Shleisha Badidin, but if we have two or three different high courts, meaning if the original judges pass away and then they appoint new ones, then we could make more are in Edachas, even though it's already going to be 3, 4, 5, 6, many more cities. But Bezimin Amar Rav, at times Rav would say, no, Afilah B'Shnayim B'Shleisha, but they didn't even 2 or 3 different high courts, La'olam Enesim, we never make more. You can't have more than 2 are in Edachas in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Gemara, my time in the Rav, what's the reason of Rav? Mishum Karcha, because of the empty spots, it's going to be devastation in Eretz Yisrael to have too many cities wiped out, and therefore, whether it means with the same high court or even other high courts, you can't wipe out more than 2 cities of having done idol worship in Eretz Yisrael. Now, however, we have Machlokes. Amar Shlokesh, he says, Leishana el b'makam echad. This was only said in one place. For example, in the Galil or in Judea, but if it's in 2 or 3 different places, there are different areas in Eretz Yisrael. There's Eber HaYarden, there's Yehudah, there's Galil. If it's 2 or 3 different places, then you could do more than 2 cities and devastate them for the halachas of Eran Edachas. Whereas Rabbi Yechonam, he disagrees. He says, no, even so, Ein Eisen, you're not going to do, even in 2 or 3 different places, Mishum Karcha, because it's still going to be too many bald spots of empty devastation in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Tanika Pasid Rabbi Yechonon, we have a brace that supports like Rabbi Yechonon, where it says, Ein Eisen Shalosh Ayaris Menudachas Be'eretz Yisrael, which is the primary halacha that we said, you don't make 3 rejected cities of that to wipe out cities in Eretz Yisrael. Aval Eisen Eisen Shtayim, but we said, but you could make 2. Kogoyin Achas Be'ehud of Achas Be'galil. For example, you have 1 in Judea, 1 in Galil. Aval, but, and this was clearly like Rabbi Yechonon, Shtayim Be'ehud of Shtayim Be'galil Ein Eisen. Even if you're going to have 2 in Yehuda, and that's it, only 2, and 2 in Galil, which is different places, even so, says the Braisa, Ein Eisen, you don't do that. That's like Rabbi Yechon, who says, even if it's in 2 or 3 different places, you can never do more than 2. So too, says the Braisa, Smucha L'Sfar, and if it's near the boundary, the border of Eretz Yisrael, Afala Achas Ein Eisen, even 1 Eran Edachas you can't make. My time, what's the reason? Because Shemi Yishmu Nachrim, because maybe the non-Jews are going to hear who they're right across the border, and V'yachribes Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to devastate Eretz Yisrael, because they're going to have a way in to infiltrate all of that vulnerability of that devastated city right there by the border. Now the Gemara asks on the Braisa, but typically the Mekebecham Racham on the Blame and Asfar. We already taught previously that the reason why you can't do it on the boundary, the border, is because it says in the Pasuk Mekebecha from amongst your midst, and it can't be by the border. So why is the Braisa giving a rationale because the enemy is going to hear and then infiltrate if it's a Gzeiras HaKasav? Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon, he the Tanya of this Braisa, Reb Shimon, the Darish time of the Krah, that he expounds, as the Gemara brings about Metzikov to Tezvam and Alf, the reasoning, the rationale, the Pesukim, and he even has differences in Halacha based on that. In other words, he doesn't just say the Torah says and that's it, he gives the rationale for that. And therefore he's explaining, yes, it says Mikir Becha, and not from the Svar, but what's the reason? He explains the reason why the Torah does that is because then if it's going to be by the border, then the enemy is going to hear and they're going to infiltrate. That's why you can't even do 1 Eran Edachas, Besvar, by the border of Eretz Yisrael.